Good afternoon in the Ukraine. Good morning on the East Coast. Good morning everywhere in America. This is the Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? It is Friday the 13th, but we're not going to worry about that. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day, because love is, love hurts, and love rules. It is very obvious to me that some people don't like Valentine's Day, because I am one of those people. I think it's too close to Christmas. If you have, I love the fact that we celebrate love, though. Don't get me wrong. I love the fact that I have a family, a very intact family. My parents are still married. Very, very wonderful family. But, man, at Christmas time, you can easily spend $1,000 if you have a spouse and a child. I don't know what it's like if you have multiple children. I have but one tax deduction who is on his way to the state basketball tournament today. In fact, I'm going with him, which is why we're broadcasting early. I will be on the road to Tomball, Texas at our normal broadcast time. So it's just me today spinning the tunes about love in all its iterations. But yes, I'm a little irritated sometimes that I'm sort of licking my wounds after Christmas and the money that is spent, and before you can even get to the AFC Championship game, you're seeing Every Kiss Begins with K and all these Valentine's Day commercials and stuff like that. So today we got some songs that are memorable to me in the context of the promise of love and the fact that love can sometimes be a very painful thing. But in the end, love rules in all of its wonderful ways. The first song, this takes me back, way back to, and I want to thank y'all that sent in some of the requests. We had a lot of great requests come in. However, due to a error on Clash of Clans, we had to challenge a charge that came through the iTunes store, and they disable your iTunes account when that happens. And so you have to have like a little call with Apple to say, hey, look, it's not fraud. It's just that there was a mistake in the billing. No big deal. I've only been with them for 15 years and have never, ever challenged anything. But that's, Apple does what they do. We do what we do. So I really couldn't download any new music, and I didn't want to mic it up in the studio here. It doesn't sound nearly as good. This first song is about love. Love is always possible. You think back, maybe before you were married, you were young. I love the line from Neil Simon's Biloxi Blues. He said, we think about our time in the military romantically because we were young, and that's so very, very true. I would head out in my Toyota Celica, my 1973 Toyota Celica, when I was off duty, and just head out to Salinas, California, to the mall. I mean, there's no Facebook, there's no email, there's nothing. If you wanted to meet somebody, you did so with a charm and effort, and it seemed like every single time I would get on the road between Fort Ord, California and Salinas, California, this song would be on, and I can remember, because of where Fort Ord is located, we used to call it the planet. It's in the part of Monterey Bay where all the fog gets sucked in, and it covers Fort Ord. That's why Fort Ord was put there, because in those days before satellites and stuff like that, it literally hid the post from the air. But you would get 5 minutes outside the gate and break into the beautiful Central California Valley between the Pacific and out towards Salinas, California. Just gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful country. If you've never been to Monterey, California, in that area, I highly recommend it. But it just seems like every time I was on the road out to the mall or out for some liaison, this song would be on the radio. And it always reminds me of those great possibilities of at time when love was just that, just a possibility. It's the cure, just like heaven. heard that song a million times when I was back in my military days at Fort Ord. The next song is about the fact that, yeah, love hurts sometimes. We've all been there. I was reminded over the past couple of years, a family at church that from the outside looked like the perfect family ended up becoming divorced. And it was very unsettling because you never really know when you're a third party witnessing people from the outside. But the simple fact is that Valentine's Day for some people is very painful. Some people, it's not just they've had a love that's gone bad. Some people have lost a loved one to cancer or old age or whatever. And the tremendous emotion that is love just makes it that much harder when it doesn't go right. Well, this is one of my absolute, and trust me, in 20 years of marriage, I know the ups and downs of the affectionate heart. And but this next song, I've always thought, does a great job. It kind of reminds me of, even though I'm not sure it's a love song. Well, I guess it was a love song. The Lionel Richie song, Say You, Say Me. I used to love that song until it changed and got fast, and I hated that song at the second half. This song is a little bit like that. I'm quite a fan of John Mayer, but in the middle of the song, I think is again that guitar solo, there's a key signature change, and then a kind of a, I don't know what you would describe it. I'm not a big fan of certain types of electric guitar and saxophones, but everything else about this song is just a great, great song about the fact that sometimes, man, love hurts. I got to apologize. There's a little bad word here. The first one ever, I think, on the radio program towards the end of the song, but I'm sure you've heard it before. Hey, folks, it's not the one you're thinking of. Anyway, this is John Mayer, Heartbreak Worker.
Yeah. You're listening to the Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more?
That is absolutely right. And does your audience love what you do? Does your audience love you? Here's a little hint. I don't know that you need to be loved by your members and your customers, but it helps, no doubt about that. Finally, love rules. Whether you are in love this Valentine's Day or unlucky in love this Valentine's Day, if you are the former, be thankful to God. If you are the latter, I hope that in time you will find someone to whom you can pledge your permanent affections. I've been fortunate in that regard 20 years later. And of course, there's so many types of love, the love of our faith, the love of our family. And in my case, as I'm being reminded so much this year, the love of a child, the love I feel for my son could never be explained in music. It's just something that I keep very, very close to my heart and even closer to my soul. And I'm looking forward to heading out to Tomball, Texas, as the Cross Lutheran Mighty Eagles take their fast break-in three-pointing game, their big-time defense, up to Tomball, Texas, for the Lutheran Schools Division II basketball tournament. And like I said, in the end, love rules. If you are fortunate to marry or find your best friend in life, there's a letter from Abigail Adams that she writes to John Adams, the second president of the United States, and I think it just captures exactly what that feels like in the indomitable way that Abigail Adams expressed herself in the written word. It says, "My dearest friend, should I draw you a picture of my heart, it would be what I hope you would still love. Though it contained nothing new, the early possession you obtained there and the absolute power you have ever maintained over it leaves not the smallest space unoccupied. I look back to the early days of our acquaintance and friendship, as to the days of love and innocence, and with an indescribable pleasure, I have seen near a score of euros roll over our heads with an affection heightened and improved by time. Nor have the dreary years of absence in the smallest degree effaced from my mind the image of the dear, untitled man to whom I gave my heart, Abigail Adams." We were driving through the old neighborhood last week, and we drove by my old middle school, and, you know, I was thinking about the old days, you know, the old middle school dances and stuff like that, and for just a minute, I thought back on the Who Shot JR dance and the always uncomfortable slow dance, and I'm not sure if it was love, but, you know, one never knows when you're 13 or 14 years old, but this song was playing. It's one of my absolute favorites of all time, Heat Wave, and Always and Forever.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say, a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share tomorrow together. I always loved you ever. Loving you is the thing that I plan for a very long time.
Always, forever,
me with you, you with me, we as one. Love together.
Always, forever,
for a very long time.
That's all, folks.